Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here. Welcome back to Heal Your Attachments, the daily secure affirmations. You know that feeling when you're trying to open up to someone but your inner critic whispers doubts in your ear? Or maybe you find yourself pushing people away before they can get too close? Well, friends, I'm here to tell you it's time to ditch those old patterns and embrace vulnerability. It's the key to unlocking genuine connection and healing attachment-style wounds. Trust me, I've been there, done that, and I'm living proof that vulnerability isn't weakness, it's pure strength. So what are we diving into today? Let's talk about 5 supercharged takeaways that will blow open those doors to connection and self-love. 1. It's a journey, not a destination. Think of healing your attachment style like climbing a mountain. It's a process with ups and downs, twists and turns. There will be days you feel invincible and days when you just want to crawl back into bed. That's totally normal. The key is to keep moving forward, one step at a time. Be kind to yourself, celebrate the small wins, and remember that progress isn't always linear. 2. Reframe your inner critic. That pesky voice in your head telling you you're not good enough. It's learned behavior from past experiences, not who you truly are. Challenge those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. When you catch yourself thinking, I'm not worthy of love, counter it with I am deserving of love and connection. This takes practice, but over time, you can rewire your brain to think more kindly towards yourself. 3. Authenticity is magnetic. Let's be real, people are drawn to authenticity like moths to a flame. Hiding behind masks and pretending to be someone you're not just creates distance. Start by sharing small things with others, your passions, your fears, your dreams. You'll be surprised how quickly genuine connections blossom. 4. Boundaries are your best friend. Ever felt drained after interacting with certain people? Setting healthy boundaries protects your energy and emotional well-being. Learn to say no when you need to and communicate your needs clearly and respectfully. It's not selfish, it's self-care. 5. Seek support when you need it. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist about what you're going through. Sometimes just having someone to listen and offer support can make a world of difference. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells in relationships? Like you're constantly trying to please everyone but never feeling truly seen or understood? I get it. We've all been there. Think about that time when you tried to open up to someone, maybe about a personal struggle or fear, only to be met with silence, judgment, or worse, dismissal. That sting of rejection can be brutal, especially when it comes from someone we care about. It's easy to fall into the trap of protecting ourselves by closing off emotionally. We build walls around our hearts, afraid of getting hurt again. But guess what? Those walls also keep us from experiencing the fullness of life, love, connection, joy, and authentic happiness. Vulnerability isn't about exposing your weaknesses, it's about showing up as your true self, imperfections and all. It's about trusting that even if someone doesn't understand, they'll at least see you for who you are, flaws and all. And when we allow ourselves to be seen, truly seen, we create space for deeper, more meaningful connections. So remember, vulnerability is a superpower, not a weakness. It takes courage to open your heart, but the rewards are measurable. Embrace those moments of rawness, let your guard down, and trust that you deserve connection, love, and belonging. Let's recap what we talked about today. Healing attachment style trauma starts with recognizing it's a journey, not a destination. Challenge those negative thoughts, embrace authenticity, set healthy boundaries, and seek support when you need it. Most importantly, remember that vulnerability is your key to unlocking true connection and self-love. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who needs to hear these words. Leave a review if you found it helpful and join the conversation on social media using #HealYourAttachmentStyle. I can't wait to connect with you there. Until next time, keep shining your beautiful light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.